The shiur is going to be the same style as last week. We'll talk about two mices that happened, and the shayla halacha and the shayla psak halacha. A mice happened. A wealthy person in Chutz Lartz wanted to open a special yeshiva for Kirva Chaykim. In one of the cities, not in Yishalayim, not in Bnei Brak, in one of the far-fetched cities in Eretz Yisrael, he carved the people in the community to carve the Torah. And the Menahos, and he was told, the Gevir told the one who's opening yeshiva, he says, any boy that's matzliach, you pick him up from the streets and you bring him to yeshiva, I'll give you 1,000 shekel. If they come learning in yeshiva, you should come to my special shliach in Eretz Yisrael, who's the moon on Stalker, and he'll pay you for according to the amount of bacha, and per bacha he'll pay. No. After half the year, he's matzliach to bring in 60 bachrim. And so each bacha, he gave him what he promised, 1,000 shekel. So he gave him 60,000 shekel. The Gvir lived in Chutz Lartz. He came to Eretz Yisrael to visit Eretz Yisrael. So he decided he's going to visit the Beis Medrash, where the bachrim are learning. And he sees in the Beis Medrash, there are only 30 bachrim learning there, not 60, 30. Only, so he asked the Manal, the one who's running this yeshiva, where are the other 30? So he said, there were 60, but not all of them stay. Some stay for a week, some stay for 2 weeks, some stay for a chaydish, and after the chazal suam, they go back home, they come Friday again, and so on. But we give them whatever we can. So Gavir says, this is Lama Rimisani, why did you fool me? That's not 60 persons. Only if they're there for a week, 2 weeks, it's nothing. My kavanah was if a bacha to senior learning. Not only going for a short time visit, he's learning in yeshiva for his man choshev. Not just for a short time. I want back my money. I want back 30,000 shekelim. The Manal answers back, he says, you think learning Torah for a few days is not a lot? Even the key one Shabbos, is that kalav ibei necha? It's a light thing. He learned for one Shabbos even. Stayed for one Shabbos. We did ours. That the teenagers were chazal surim is not the gaya. We have to do what we can, and that's it. So who's right over here? Is the one, is the Gvir correct? Or the Manal the Yeshiva is correct?
We have to make a stipulation that have to stay a certain amount.
He didn't make no stipulation.
What he's giving the money?
I gave money. I was asking that they should stay in the yeshiva and have to come for a week.
I'm
going to give so much money for a week.
$1,000 is a lot of money to get a guy. $200.
All right. Let's see what it says in Svar Magdasha. In Tayak Dasha, in Pashas Lechacha, says Vayikach Avram Esara Yishta. That's light ben achiv. That's called v'chusha masher rochshu. That's a nefesh ha'asu b'charam. Avram took his wife, light, and all the possessions he had, and nefesh ha'asu b'charam, and he packed up to go out to Saul. So Rashi speaks out. What's a nefesh ha'asu b'charam? So the famous Rashi says, shechnisan tafei ha'shchina. Avram megayis ha'anoshim. The son of Megayas Hanoshim. Avram Avinu was Megayah the men, and Sarah Menu was Megayah the Noshim. Omala Kosov Kila Kosim. Since he made them religious, so like he made them. The Kachnek Siv Asher Asu. That's what Rashi says in Pashas Lechacha. The Rambam goes even further. The Rambam Hichsa Badizar, Perek Alf Halacha Gimel, is the Lashon Rambam. He's talking about Avram Avinu. He's talking about how the nation, the Jewish nation, was created. So he says, "V'hitzchal lamed likra v'kol gadol." Avraham Avinu started going around from city to city, the whole island, the whole world, and called v'kol gadol. Le'diyash yesh elikai echad. That all the avodah zaras are nothing. There's one God, the whole island. V'lo yalavet, and he's the only one you should worship. Vayimahalach v'kaira, and he used to go, this is all Lashon Rambam. Vayimahalach v'kaira, umekabetz ha'om, me'ilis, he gathered people from city to city. Achis, kapsu, I love, I'll love him, thousands, revolvers, 10,000s of people, of followers. V'heim anshei beis avom, these all sit anshei beis avom. That's what Rambam says. One second. So the question is, what happened to all these Gerim that we only know from the Gimel Alayt, and we only know, and their children? Not more. You look at the Tanakh Daisha, you see the only Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their children. That was a future Klal Yisrael. It's a Pella. What happened to all those thousands and ten thousands that Avram mentioned? What happened to them? Akav, I just want to mention something Akav. Before we get off tangent a little bit, the Gemara is an interesting Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph that says all the Gerim after Matan Torah, the Mazel were Har Sinai, even though they weren't there alive yet, but the Mazel was in Har Sinai. So the Meshech Chochma speaks out in Parshas Zoysa Bracha. He says, mean any future Ger, his Neshama was in Har Sinai. That's how Meshech Chochma learns. Any future Ger was Neshama was on Har Sinai. In Emerson, it says it's a rule like that in the Chidah. There's a Chidah in Midbar Kedamos. One with Svarim. Svarim has many Svarim. One Svarim, Midbar Kedamos, he writes over there, when always the Gemara talks about someone's Gaia, it says Gershin is Gaia. So he asks the question, what's the Lashon Gershin is Gaia? She said Gershin is Gaia. It's just a question. Why it says all over? No one ever kashes. Lofti chida. Why is it called kashes gaya? Because in the shama, every shama, all the gerim were in Har Sinai. So it's a ger. The shama is Har Sinai. She's gaya. Now it comes to actual gerus. That's lofti chida. It's kind of meshech chachma. I saw even more. Rav Kivega is our Torah. And Pasha says the bracha. They took Kivega from all the swarm and they made of Kivega al chumash. Looks like they take some surface. They took him Kera. So Kivega and Alatoya and Pasha Zosha Bracha. He said like this, why do you find sometimes that Goyim want to become Gerim and they come Tachas Kafei Shechina, and you find sometimes some Bnei Yisrael that become Shemodim. They throw their religion, they become Catholics, they become Muslims, they become whatever, they become everything but Yidden. They chop off the Jewish religion and Catholic, they come Buddhist, whatever, all different types of religion. Where does it come from, that? Where does it come from? This is what Kivek is saying. So Kivek says, when it came on Matan Torah, the Gemara says, the Baruch went to every nation, and he wanted to give them a Torah, and they said no. He said, so Kivek says, Mestama, there was some between them, there was some Yechidim that wanted to Mekabel the Torah, but they're afraid if they wanted to become Jewish, they'll be killed. They'll be killed by the country they live in. So maybe they kept quiet. These are the ones that served of it, that the children and Darius later became Jewish. And same thing around. When the Bnei Yisrael said the Nasim and Ishma, when Baruch came to, they all came to, but there were probably some of them, didn't want to say Nasim and Ishma, but Machmas Busha or Meira, they kept quiet. So these are the ones that later generations became Mishumadim. This is what Kivega says. However, I saw in the Yalkut Yudi, I saw brought down from Psikta Rabasi Perik Mem Gimel. He says, all the Gerim that Mizgayev Lailam, Lenetzach Hatzachim Gerim, and all the Yushamayim down in the world, this is what the Psikta says. He says, it's for all those children that nursed from Sarimeno, the ones that nursed from Sarimeno, having their blood to become Yidden, and those are all the future Gerim in Klal Yisrael. That's what the Psik says. That's a Tana. That's what Tana says. And they all became Gerim Lanon. Okay, back to the original Kasha. These are all for a little alternative. Kasha was, what happened to all the Gerim of time of Avraham? The Rambam says, thousands and ten thousands became followers of Avraham Avinu, and they joined the religion of Avraham Avinu. What happened to them? We have nothing. We have no zecher of them. So, in the Yeros HaShacha, from Sherman in Pasha's Akiv, I think. He says like this, that the Gaius, it wasn't the same Gaius like Yeter Mantara. It was Ken and Gaius Toshev. They only kept the Zayin Mitzvahs. And the Stama, the children of Bnei Toshev, did not get Toshev, because when you become a Gaius Toshev, you need a Kabbalah. But only helps for them, and doesn't help for the children. And each generation had needs to do Kabbalah. Each generation. And they'll have to become themselves again to be the Shemitz and the Neah. And he brings down the same things before in the Meshech Chachma and Pashas Achrei Mois. That Getoshes, Nazareth's children follow after him. They need new Kabbalah. So Mela, it's not Shaykh. So Mela, even though the time of Avraham Avinu, they all get Getoshev, but afterwards they won't get Getoshev, maybe they won't Jidin. So Mela, they won't Jidin. This is what Bram Ed Stein learned, and he brings the right from this Meshech Chachma. However, the Meshech Chachma in Pashas Vayera, he brings down a Medrash. I couldn't find that Medrash, so I looked in the Meshech Chachma from Cooperman. He brings down, he has a Pirush, he made one Meshech into three volumes, and he put, and he writes Mekoros, because a lot of things in the old Meshech Chachma don't say where it is. He says, Gemara doesn't say where it is. He said, the Pirkei Avos and Perek Chof Tes. So I looked up the Pirkei Avos in my Pirkei Avos. It's not there. However, with help of Elisha Naaman, I found another. It's not my print, but the print from Pirkei Avos touches on in Perek Chof Tes. It's there, and it says this: Elashim, Kol Avodim Sheni Maylo Mavom Avino Lo Niskaimu Lo Heim Lo Zam Yisrael. They did not list. They were there temporarily. They won this kind of that. They became, so according to pick up Lazar, they became Amish Yidin. They became Yidin, they were Shema Tayag Mitzvahs. Just afterwards, Chazal Suram. They all came, they left. They didn't, nothing came with them. Zakta of Amish Time says, is Masha Avraham Avinu did not have to even start. Look, he put all this work, he went over the whole world to make Yidin. He did not, he wasn't mitzvahing on it. Even though the Chazal saw him, and you don't see Avraham Avinu said, all my work's for nothing. He did what he had to do. He says, like it says, said all the Shem is so Solanta, Menaftan is Shertan. Naftan, you made him give him. If they don't go back Chazal saw him, what could you do? In the Sefer, Ayal Shachar there, he brings down a Maisa from the Biskarov. That Solon built a ma'aser for children who are very hard to deal with, and after a while they work and work with them, but very often the children go back off the derech. So the Biskrov said, "What do you mean? There's no reason you should be mitzvah." He says, "The time they were by Uni Shiva, they said Krishma, they kept Shabbos, so they did something. So some revach." If they have shit to mashbir them to stay longer, to make him to stay from forever, matoiv. But you have to do whatever you can. So come down according to this. Then according to the shayla, what was the original shayla? He had started out with 60 bachrim. He started got bachrim constantly coming in, but only 30 were learning. But 30 came in, but they went back off the derech. So he says according to this, Dr. Barnett Steinman, it said he gets with the menal that he was zechut to bring him. So he had 30 coming, 30 who left, but they were in the Beis Medrash for a short time, a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever it is. So even there was Zman Kotzer, but that time they kept Torah Mitzvahs. That was the Talus. So the Menem now doesn't have to turn back the 30,000 Shkolim. What? Let me just finish. Then they personally brought the Shaila to the Rabban Lich Diamond, and he said, if Reuven was Matzah Shimon fell into the Yam. He said Reuven said Shimon. He fell Sunday into the Yam, and he saved him. And the next day he falls into the Yam, and he drowns. So the Tzolah from Sunday of yesterday was the Ksir HaTzolah. Here also, it's a temporary atzala. And he brought children from the street to learn Torah. And whatever he could do, he could do it. So in Meir, so Ban Lishem Paskin, that the Manal doesn't have to give back the money back to the Gevir, the 30,000 shekelim. Yes.
When it says that Avraham Avinu was married with tens of thousands of men,
yeah.
Was he with them? Did he carve them dead? They should be Jews or they should be mashed the burial of them?
No.
Some of them.
No, they should to become Jews.
Oh, not that I thought
it was. That's Vaisdois. I mean, according to Banlish, according to one place, it's Vaisdois. His territory didn't make him to Mamish Jews and Shaim is Menach. But according to Meshachach, Vaisdois were completely the Yidden.
So that was to be. So Avram Avinu was to make him Jews, not to be Makshir that is one Bari Olam?
That's part of being Jews, that you're Makshir one Ay Olam.
Muslims are also Makshir.
Yes, first of all. The Muslims before Muhammad, the Muslims after Muhammad. The Muslims before Muhammad are all Avdei Avodah Zarah. After the Rama, but afterwards Muhammad came, then he changed around the whole thing.
I thought the Muslims are Masjid is one Bari.
No, the Muslims, the old Muslims, for the Rama speaks out. Before the time Muhammad, they're all Avdei Avodah Zarah. Then after he made them live in their type of Bari Island, but there wasn't Avodah Zarah.
Isn't it sorry to be garret? Somebody who's going to go away afterwards is going to get.
But you're 100% right. I'll tell you a story. I once met the one, this is going back maybe 35, 40 years ago. I met the one who had a yeshiva called Devar Yerushalayim, Rabbi Horowitz. He's not alive anymore. Devar Horowitz, right? So he's an Englishman. So I met him when I learned Mila about 36 years ago. So I met him. So he had some Talmidim from Chicago. But when he came back to Chicago, they became fry again. So I asked him, I told him, I don't understand you, I said. You have yeshiva, dry shalai, and you make them to frum, and now they go off to derech. You have no backup when they come back to America. You don't have a backup. I said, you make them from shayim to mazidim. Until now, they didn't know the Rabbani Shalom, so all the various they did, they didn't know better. But now they know the Rabbani Shalom, now they're seeing as a schaiv, and so on. So now they're coming, now they go back to derech, to make them mazidim. That's why I asked him. He didn't answer me. So I told him, at least when you come back to America, you should have some type of backup they should do. So you should keep them, they shouldn't go off the derech. So now, Baruch Hashem, what they do, all the mices in the Etzel, they notify the key of organizations in America, so there should be a backup. Okay. But I kind of like what you see, clone out like that. From these places, you're not like that. You have to do yours, and that's it. Right, so you have to do yours, and that's it. Not like I time it. Right, says that you do what you can. I might come on Zidane. What can you do? You tried your best.
Why don't we go after Gerim today?
Huh?
Why don't we go after Gerim today?
We don't look. We never go after Gerim. Fakert, if someone will come to us.
We learn from Avraham Avinu.
Yeah. Someone comes to be a Gerim, we talk him out. We try to talk him out of it.
Why? We learn from Avraham. We should go after them.
We don't do it.
All right.
Another mitzvah. Someone was traveling. He went to another country. He went for business to another country. And he went for Shabbos. He wanted to daven in a shul. So he goes into a shul. And the Gabbai Basic Nessus gives him an aliyah. So they say, give him an aliyah on Shabbos. He's a guest. Guests, if you don't have other chiyuvim, you give a guest an aliyah. After he got aliyah, they made a mishabeach. And he had a nice amount of money to the basic necessities. Good. Next day, the guest comes to shul. He gives the gabbai a check for $300. And he says, this is an adava that I made on Shabbos. So the gabbai says, you... 300, you made a double 400, not 300. He said, I guess I made 300. So the Gabbai says, no, this is not the first time that someone comes and I say one thing, says something else. Let's go to the Bima. And the Bima picks up the cover. What do you have? It's covered with a mantle. It's covered with a mantle. And he says, let's take a look. He takes out a small tape recorder. It's a true story. Takes out a small tape recorder. Let's play it. What it says. So, let's take out the tape recorder. And he plays the tape recorder. And the tape recorder says, that he was menada $400. Yom in $100. So the guest says, "How do she shops over here?" He takes the $300 check and he tears it up. He said, "You're not even getting the $300. You're doing chilul Shabbos, it's such a type of shul. You're not even getting the $300. I should give money to a shul that's machal Shabbos." So, this true story. So he left town. He left there, but he started having the one who got the aliyah had a guilty shtick or guilty conscience. You know, I was menada $400 because this guy is a shaggot. He has a tape recorder there, so shul should lose out. So he comes there to Shaila, and my chuv to pay $400 to shul. So Yitzchak Zilberstein said he went and asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky, his brother-in-law, "What should I?" This he comes there, so I don't know what to tell him. What should I tell him? So Reb Chaim said like this: "You call this Aliyah Taira? This is Aliyah Taira. It's not Aliyah Taira. He shouldn't give one. He said you shouldn't give one pruta to the shul, because if they were tape recording the aliyahs, he would never take an aliyah at all, and certainly wouldn't have been out of anything to such a shul. So Mela, his neder was a neder twice. You're not mechuyev to pay the $400. But medvorm amurim said Reb Chaim. But medvorm only the basic if the gabbai and the vetzer basic kinesis. All Kale Das and Mestama will keep on doing such a thing, this type of Kalas. But if the Ad Mespal Machrein und Vashem, they don't know this Gabba is doing this thing, putting up this tape recorder. And if they know the Gabba, if they knew the Gabba was doing it, they would have been Meicha with it. They would have been Meicha. So Mela, then he has to pay the $400. This is Reb Chaim Paskin. What? He paid the $400. That's the side for the mice. He paid the $400.
It was a yofi.
What he did? I don't know. What happened at the end? If he paid, that I can't tell you. What's the difference? What's the difference? But people were talking into it on Shabbos. It's at least besatik. Okay, all right. You don't do it. Okay.
We have all these. You know, I have the
cameras.
That's something else. But it's not tape recording a kris atayra and so on. They have it for safety. Here you have it for panah for make money. All right. Another interesting story. Yeah. A storekeeper, an owner of a pizza shop, came and asked a very interesting shaila. One evening, he gets a call in the store, and the person on the end of the line tells him, "Listen, I'm making a big party tonight. Many people are coming, over 100 people are coming, and I want to order 32 pizzas. 32 complete pizzas. A big order. So I asked him, "What type of pizza do you want? What, you know, do you want with the... I don't know, whatever, you know, the things you onions. Onions, this, mushrooms, whatever it is. Oh, what do you want on your pizza?" So this person on the other line calls back. He says, "I want it with bosa naknik, with sausage on it. So the owner says, "What is he calling me for? He knows I'm a kosher pizza shop. I don't make these type of things." So he started to remember where he started thinking, right? Real fast thinking. He says, "You know where I got this call? Most probably is I did some advertisement in some type of my door about my store, and next to me was another pizza shop that also advertised, and he was not a kosher, and he advertises, you know, not kosher pizza." So the person who called instead called the wrong number. Instead of calling that guy, he called me. So I didn't know what to answer right away. So I told the guy, listen, he pushed him off. He says, "Listen, give me a couple of minutes. I want to see if I have enough schayra, if I can accommodate to make, I have to see if I have enough to make it 32 pizzas. I have to see him, speak to my workers and so on, if I can come up with 32 pizzas in one shot right away." And why do you say that? Because I could go ahead and have a chance to ask a shayla. What should I do? Because I could send him, I could put in sausage, but private sausage, you know, fake. I could put in and sell to him, or I shouldn't say, tell him I can't do it. Mitzat, what's the tzad to say maybe I should not do it? He starts asking the shayla, because they think they're eating basar v'chalav. Abba Maisa, they're eating pizza, kosher pizza, so it's chet, it's like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Peyal from Beis, Neskav and Lescha, Basa Chaza, Vola B'yadai, Basa Tzlez, Zaka Kapor, the Gemara says. And it's Lefnei Iba. So maybe I shouldn't send them anything, let them do what they want. And also, Zechshash and Ma'atayin, because people think if I had this part of a sausage, they think that I'm selling a chayfah sausage. I'm selling here a basa v'chalav. Oh no, should I make the order and give part of a pizza? Part of a sausage together with the milk and a pizza. This is what he came and asked the shayla. So Yitzchak Zilberstein told him that adarabah, you should sell them this period because you're doing mitzvah gedolah. You should sell them because he's with parva sausage. Since all the mezumanim of this big mesiva should not be either an itza of eating basa v'chalav, and etzem bish, and also you're saving the workers who are making it, the trefer pizza shop, the eating will work in the back, they're cooking together basa v'chalav. So you're saving them also of not cooking basa v'chalav together. So it's faket, there's no issur of neiva, because now you're not mashal adraba. You saved them from issurim chamurim. And, one second. And even though the eichlim are eating chaza, and diamond to the gemara, miskav and less of basa chaza, robi as a tzla, they need kapar, but at least it's not, they can't diamond to eat them amish basa chaza. So, and, which is a lot more chama. So maybe it's good that they sold them this pizza. You sell them this pizza with pie with sausage. You didn't know any issa. If I can't, you did a mitzvah. You saved them because your mouth is the issa. This you said.
You can't change the price of the meat.
What? Why? Well, get to it. Give me a chance. This you said that the Yitzchak Zilberstein says is a Rav Kivega. Rav Kivega in Yeridea, Simon Kuf, Pei Aleph, Sifei, he says he's talking about issa like Sakif. Rav Kivega says, when you might so on, in the Issa, if he would buy the two Issa deraisas, and by you doing something, he only does the one Issa deraisa, so you might in Issa, there's no Issa of Neva. Adrabi, you're saving someone from Issa, which is Yaisa Chama. And the same thing with Moshe. Moshe doesn't call to Kivega. Let me finish. Moshe, in Ikus Moshe, Yodei Chelgal Simonayim Beis. He has the Ashaila. Can someone rent out? He has a hall. Rent the hall. He has a hall that he rents out for Simchas. So Nan Shem Shabbos wants to rent his hall. He's going to serve, of course, Kashi. He's the caterer. But there'll be mixed dancing. Are they allowed? Can he rent out his hall for some of the mixed dancing? So Moshe says it's better to rent them out. You should rent it out. Even though they're mixed dancing, which is the Isa and so on, but at least they're eating Kashi. And if they go with another chasna hall, chafer chasna hall, they'll each other, they're going to dance anyway. Wherever they are, they're going to mix dancing anyway. But if they go to another hall with surf tafers, they'll be a bigger issa. They'll all be eating in there with the chafers. So Melis, or Moshe writes, there's no issa of the Fneiva. And when Moshe goes, he has all tshuva. How can you sell pots and pans to a fryer? They're not going to table it. It's no Fneiva. He said, it's not the Fneiva. He has a chance, he could go. He goes into common things over there. This is one of the things he says. Let me finish. But you can be chashy over here. It's a ma'asayin. People see you're sending, you're making pizza and you're putting in parma sausage over here. It's not shach ma'asayin here, because everyone knows today there's such thing as parma sausage. For all the stores have it. You can buy it in any store. So mela, they won't be chashim. They sell. He's a former yid. He's not going to put together a tray for sausage, so there's no shayla for my sign, because everyone knows he's shayla for mitzvahs, And he doesn't sell these things. The only thing is normally the tray for sausage costs a lot more than the pile of sausage. So maybe you have to charge him. You can't charge him the price, like you mentioned. You have to put the price of a trefus sausage, you tell what cost the pile of charge, which is not the same price of Neveus or trefus. That's a price, it's a price a lot higher. So maybe not to be able to exhale, you have to give him the price of pile of sausage that you put onto the pizza.
Question?
Okay, answer your question? Yes, now.
The Dayan told us a story a while ago that the Dayan called up a promotion regarding the Russians.
Right, yeah.
He said, you can't do it because it's an event. You can't aim mitzvah right through event. Why did the Moshe say it's still paid by the Pesach? It's not.
Because.
Coming to an event. Well, can't
do it because it's Shabbos.
Hold on. You remember?
Yeah, we're going to talk about another case soon.
Okay? So why is one yeah and one no? What
so it has to depend on each case. Here you're doing him this coming on Shabbos. If they order pizza, you send the pizza. So you said
about the dancing.
Huh?
I'm talking about the
wedding.
They're here ready. They're coming.
The Dayan said that Rav Moshe Paskin, they're allowed to go to a...
All right, we're going to talk about it soon. Okay, we're talking... Because there's a different thing.
You're doing... Coming to a mitzvah.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
But
I have it. It's on the list. Let's get to it.
Would have been if a person's in a Chal Shabbos, and he would, you know for sure he's going to go somewhere and be very Rekami Surah.
Yeah.
And you're going to invite him to your house for a Sudish Shabbos.
So you don't do it. Still also.
What about the Rabbi Kivager?
So... The Kivega is talking when they're here. Here he's doing, you're inviting him. The big enough community. No, doesn't make it, because you're inviting him.
What's the difference?
Because that's you're doing schayr with the Torah. That you can't do.
So
that you can't do.
Again,
you don't do schayr with the Torah. We're going to talk about it. It's on the agenda, if you let me get there. Okay? Yes?
So, then he's going to send them pizzas with big sausage. They think they're eating regular pizza with...
So I mean, so but it's not like eating chafis.
So shouldn't he at least tell them I'm giving you a pair of sausage, so they shouldn't think they're
probably cancel the order.
But in the meantime they're not eating it, but they think they're eating it.
So what?
He's probably harming himself in the state.
What? It's probably more healthy anyway. Yeah. All right, okay. Another story. If someone was metupal with many children, family, the husband and wife had a bunch of children. And because the wife was always busy with the children and so on, whenever the husband came home, the lunch was never ready. Never ready. Usually housewife, you like to come home, you're hungry. When you come for lunch, she's always late. And even though her husband comes home hungry, he's a good husband, he never complained to his wife that's late. He understood he's a couple of everything misavlones and adraba. He's always the type of the shabeich, his wife, that she's the best wife that he can have. Top of the line. Even though she was never on time, lunch was never prepared. Like it should be. One day, he comes home. On his way home, he stops over the house, his mother, and the mother's cooking over there. It smells so good. He's hungry, smells so good, and he's very hungry. So he says, listen, but there, Carl, my wife is never on time anyway. You know, I'm going to eat something my mother's making. So... She's never on time for lunch. So, man, I'm hungry right now. So I'm going to eat. So the Eichel's not Muchan. And now I have something here to eat. So I'm going to eat something from lunch. So he takes a piece of meat, piece of chicken, and eats it. And he goes home afterwards. And he knows when he comes home and the food's not, lunch is not going to be ready anyway. He comes home. He opens the door. And he sees the room is full of balloons. Balloons and flowers. And the shulchan is prepared. He usually comes home, the table, the dining room table is empty. Here, the dining table is full now with all types of blintzes, all milchaka stuff. Blintzes, pizza, cheese danishes, all these things. And around the table is a bunch of is a bunch of guests. His wife, his children, his shver, his shviger, his brother-in-laws, and all of them shrocha. He starts thinking, they start singing, happy birthday. It's his birthday. And the wife says, listen, I prepare for you a beautiful meal. Go wash your mitzi now. Go wash your mitzi.
I was his mother there.
Huh? I wasn't there, I can't tell. Anyway, all right. So, what's he supposed to do now? He had fleshiks. He's fleshiks. 1 second, we'll see what the shiloh. What you tell his wife? She was a tria. Such a thing. He paid all the suda. So now, I'll show him bias. Maybe it's mutter to eat the milk that she prepared. I'll show him bias. Okay? A shiloh. So right away he called up and he asked the shiloh, what should he do? He's at a bind over here. Yeah, that, the whole party.
What did he do?
Huh?
He's got 5 minutes
between life and death. Okay.
Who does he have to
shout? Well, okay, we'll get to this. We'll get to this. So, anyway, this is a Maisa Shehoyah Netzah.
So, it's chicken. He ate chicken, right?
Yeah, chicken and meat doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, meat.
Doesn't make a difference.
Meat,
yes, doesn't make a difference.
Chicken's
Rabbana. Chicken's Rabbana and the flesh is the Raisa, okay? That's you cook together. But you have to, it's all the Rabbanu afterwards. After, it's only B'shas, eat it together, but if you cook it together. But after, it's all the Rabbanu. Alright. So anyway, so he called up right away, Bitzak Zilberstein, and he said, it's Asa to eat milk. You don't find anywhere Chazal, there are matter, even Issa Rabbanu out Shalom Bayis. You know, you find by Saita, they find that the Nichet Shem Hashem Shum Shalom Bayis, but not any other Suim, we don't find such a thing. So Mela, he told her husband, it's us to teach. You can't eat any milchiks. However, but you have a question of Shalom Bayis over there. You have an answer. The Gemara and Yibama says, yes, Gemara and Yibama says, God Ola HaShalom Sheaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shina Ba. Where do you know that? She saw him in the Amma V'Adoni Zokin. Saw him and he said, my husband's old, can't have children. And the Baishan said, when he told her, spoke to her, he told her, we talked to him, Baishan spoke to him, that Soyman said, Vaniza Kanti, that she's old. So you see, the Baishan changed it. Why didn't they ask Shalom? So maybe you could tell your wife, before he came home, that in the morning, you were at Bris, and they served Fleishik, so you have Pinyar Ben, whatever you want, whichever is Leitzich Besser. Say, you have, Pinyar also say Fleishik. So, I didn't know you make his pies a surprise. So Mela, I didn't know you're making this whole party for me. So Mela, I was a bris to have fleshiks. So Mela, he can mishaka and say, he's a bris or a pinya ben, Mela, I can't eat the milchiks. What?
Where did the dying see this story?
Huh?
Where did the dying see it?
Huh?
No, sister, where did the dying see it?
I saw him safer called Achashalti.
Who was the
Mechaber? It's a Zilberstein.
Okay, I can't remember that.
Okay, all right. So, the question on this whole thing is, our thing is, the Torah Gdasha says, in Pashas Mishpatim, how can you matter to Shalom? Dva Sheka Tichak. How can we matter to say Sheka Mamish? And it's even more hard, if you look at the Gemara on Samachayon Beis, Raman Yom says, Muta L'shanet Neshalom, you're allowed to say Sheka Neshalom. And the Gemara brings out another man Yoma, mitzvah l'shanes. Now it's mutter, it's a mitzvah to lie. And if you look in the Rif, yes, this is tzak from the Rif and the Rosh. The Rif says, it says mitzvah, they paskin like that man Yom the Gemara, and that's in Ladina, it's paskin the Charedim and Perek Lamed Ches Ois Ches, Yerabba and Kufnum Vav Sifkot Beis, and then he speaks out the Chavetz Chaim. In Hilchos Rechilas, in Perakal, Sifkon Yidal, it's a mitzvah, Asnaka Sholem. Aye, what do you mean? Well, how could it be a mitzvah? It's Isra Tayah, it's a Sheker. And so also you do in the Gemara says in Saita, in Membeza Ma'alef, the Gemara says in Saita, that Abba Kites and Mekam Teshchina, there are four groups of people who aren't Mekabel Pnei Shechina. And what are they? And one of them is, Kas Shakronim. Says he's Sheker. Hanofim says other things. But one of his Kas Shakronim. And also there's a Peliyaritz. Peliyaritz says, in Erech Sheker, he says, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Gdosha, Hachoka. You should be machik yourself. Maybe Sikol Galus Ish Ever. That's all it says. But by other lectures in the Torah, it doesn't say you find only mitzvah in the Torah. You find Dvar Sheker Tichak. So if I say it's more chomer than other, you should be careful even against it. Lashon Hachaka. You don't find any mitzvah in the other lectures in the Torah. Zok the Peliyaritz. So you see how chomer is to say Sheker. So how could we do? How could it be even man yama? That's a shus or a mitzvah. How can we say? How can you say Sheker? How can you say Hakis Shalom? This kasha is not my kasha. This Aruch Haner is the kasha. The Aruch Haner and Yevamah is over there. Is this kasha? And also the Chasam Sefer. Also, I found the true Chasam Sefer. He says it doesn't make sense. Chasam Sefer is in the Chelik Vav Simnu Tes. He says how is it shaykh the Torah Kedusha will tell someone to say Sheker? And he says Vakvatorcha Ramban. Ramban Pashas Vayera is trying to inquire why what he told Soleimenu when he's a Kanti, he tried to answer why it's not Sheker Mamish. Ramban goes through a whole shtickle. So you see Ramban even has this kasha. So here, so the Gemara should that's what the Aruch Haner is and the Chasam Sefer. The Aruch Haner is Maisav another kasha. I asked the kasha and the Lashon of Gemara. And Chasam Sefer doesn't give a teretz, but the Aruch Haner asks the second kasha of the Gemara. It says Mutar l'shanes ner shalom. L'chaya, the Gemara should have said Mutar l'shaker. They said should say clear more. You allowed to say sheker. Why say l'shanes? Why didn't say sheker? The word sheker, because what's it Mutar l'ilah say sheker? So Zokta Aruch Haner chiddush. The Vada is no heter say sheker mamish, but you allowed to answer in such a way that's mishtama l'atreyapa. You can answer in such a way that he could, yes or no, either way, translate it to either way. So according to him, there's no way to say Sheker Mamish. However, this Teretz Aruch Haner is very shver. Very shver. Why? The Gemara, the Sefer Chassidim says in Tav Samech and Tav Chavav, this is the Lashon of Sefer Chassidim. Alpha Pisha Amo Mutar Shan, I'm calling the Lashon. Alpha Pisha Amo Mutar Shan, you're allowed to say Sheker for Shalom. Im Yavai Nachmi Yehudi, if a guy or Yid comes to you, the Yayma La Adam Tilali Mois, I want you to lend me, let's say, $1,000. Then he doesn't want to lend him. Ki Yore Pen Lo Yifai, the type of person, he might not pay him back. Ein Yocho Lema Ein Lai. He can't say, I don't have. Even though he has his money, he can't say Ein Lai. Ki Masha Amum Lushanes, that we say, allowed to say Sheker. And only the past, but not in the future. And the Mogavam and Arachayim Kuftan Vav brings down this Sefer Chassidim, and he's Maisev, but on the Haba you can't say Sheker, only on Ova. So Masha from Sefer Chassidim, the Gemara is talking talking about Sheker Mamish. Mamish, you say Sheker, I don't have the money. Talking about Sheker Mamish. And then there's a Gemara Mufreshes. The Gemara Mufreshes, the Gemara Beya, Zav Chofom and Aleph. The Gemara brings down Maisev Hillel. They brought his Eila to the Azara to do Smicha on Yantif. And we all know it's on Chaykes Shammai and Hillel. If you're allowed to be Semich on Yantif, you can bring a Kovin Eila on Yantif or not. So if Amalai, the Beshammai told him they want to start a fight with Hillel, said, Matiba Shabbahem is ill. You can't bring on Yantif, you can't bring Eila on Yantif. So Hillel answered back, no, I'm not bringing Eila on Yantif, it's Nekeva, it's even a Nekeva. And I'm bringing out the Shlomim. I'm bringing. Even though it was an Eila and it was a Zacha. But he lied. He lied. So they shouldn't start a fight with him. So you see, Hillel said, Mamish Sheker out Sholem. You see even further. From Aaron HaKohen. What does it say in Ovos Jabnason? In Ovos Jabnason, in Perek Yudbeis, in Mishnah Yud Gimel, he says that Aaron, when he saw two people that were machlekes, he is Mishana the Emes to say Sholem. What? He used to go to one of them. Your friend has really, he lied. Mamashi lied. He said, your friend has charata what he did to you. And he sits with him, totally takes the sin of a Levi. Then he went to the other friend, the connected, and he said, same thing. He also feels very bad. Chavecha, but his charata masha asalach. when they used to meet, after two friends met together, they hugged each other. Mama, she said, he said, there is such shaka. Another thing. So you see, Klai Yilat to be Meshaka. And also, the Sefush and Das Kenim. The Das Kenim, Balai Taisis, and Pashas Vayera, says, the Sori Meno, says, Vadoni Zokoin. And the bunch of says, Tavram, Vaniza Kanti. So the Das Kenim says, brings on the Gemara, and Baban Siya Pezayin Alaf. Ki Godol HaSholem, Omar Shakoshbo, Afilo Shafil HaKoshbo Hashina Boy. Since it says, Godol HaSholem, even the bunch of Sacheka. That's what Das Kenim says. So you see from here, only allowed to say Sheka Mamish. Claw not like Dorch in there. So what's Shat? So Haki says, she's back to Israel Kasha. How could the Torah... Let me finish. Which one? The last case? The case of Das Kenim. Das Kenim, Pashas Vieira says, Sorry, man, it said Vadoni Zokrin. And the Banjam said to Avraham Avino that he lied, he said Vanisa Kanti. So he quotes the Gemara, the Das Kenim, quotes the Gemara in Mitzia da Pezayan, Godol HaShalom Shafil HaKoshbar HaShinabai. Shalom is so big, even the Rabban Shalom said Sheker. So you see from all the things, you say Sheker Mamish. So, L'chayit Ochamer is very shver. But we still have a Kasha, L'chayit, how could a person say Sheker? There's a Ritva. Ritva in Ksuvis, Daf Yitzayin Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, by the Gemara, Kala Noah Chasuda. L'chayit, let's say she's not Noah, and not Chasuda. But still you say it. So he says, all, so the Ritva says, anything you do out Sholem, it's not Ksir Sheker. Sheker, the Tzach Sholem, this is a Lashon. Sheker, Tzach Sholem, Zer Emes. That's called Emes. So what does Ritva mean? So I looked around, and I found the Sefer. There's a whole Sefer on saying Sheker. I don't know if you've heard of Sefer. Mardika Sefer. The Sefer. Emes is two Sfong. One is like this thick, and one is this thick. One is called Tita Emes Yaakov, and one is called Nibs Vasayim. Huh? One person wrote, his name was, I think, Fisher, I think. It's a very good Sfong. So one of the Sfong is called Sefer Nibs Vasayim. Yeah, Choshe, yeah, no, right. No, very Choshe. The Sefer is called Nifs Vasayim. In Kal Beis, in Sif Aleph, in the Chidusha, in the Hamaskel, the Muta, he says, that the Torah is Mata, Tishanet Ne'er Sholem, because the Issa Sheker is not the Deeb itself. It's only Tchuna Sheker, a person, it's Asa. The Adam has to be an Ish Emes, Bahusay, not a Shakrin. And this is only Dafka. If he says, a person says Sheker, because he wants to say Sheker. But really, he hates saying Sheker. But he's doing because he's mochuk to say Sheker, the Tzach Shon Bias, that's not the Sheker the Torah Gdash Asad. And the same thing speaks out, again, in Nifsa Tzayim, in Chedek Beis, and sitting in Gimel Aitzal, he has a whole shtick about that, and he says, Ike says it's this
Yisai. That's why he says Mutu Lashanas.
Huh?
That's why he says Mutu Lashanas instead of Mutu Lashaker.
Right. It's not Sheker. It's not Sheker. You're right. That's why it says Moshe Shanes.
That's why so the first Shanes didn't lie.
Yeah.
The Lashon Diamond was Shina.
Yeah.
She didn't lie. The first Shanes didn't lie. The Lashon
was Shina. Right, Shina, right. That's what he's saying. Right. Because that's why Taka doesn't say Sheker. That's why the Gemara says the Lashon Muta Shanes. I once gave him, a couple of years ago, I gave him on Dvar Sheker Tichach. I gave him 3-4 shurim on it.
So you don't want to lend the guy money because that's what gave it back, then you'll out the line.
Yeah. Chavetz Chaim, what he did, I once spoke about it. Chavetz Chaim, what he used to do, he didn't want someone, he knew he didn't want to pay back, so he did, he found the person's coming to him, he knew the guy's going to come on, so he did, he knocked over all his money to someone else, he doesn't own anything, so he said, I don't have. Yeah. All right. One more Shiloh. Yes.
In the case of the story with the milchiks, isn't it only a minute? Like if you wait 1 hour, some she could say you only have to.
We pass in 6 hours.
It's only a minute, 6 hours.
No, it's not a minute. But it's a minute that the Shach speaks out, a perz gedish chen nochash. It's not some a minute. It's a strong minute. It's a real strong minute. You don't break it. There's only Shaila, there's a Shaila Paiske. If I even make a bracha, if I made a bracha, can I take a bite? I'm not to be brachah at all. It's even a shayla and paiskim. You see how chomer it is. You never do.
But let's
say
this case.
Middle way or hour? First, Yekis wait 3 hours. Scandinavian countries, they wait 1 hour. Yekis in Europe wait 3 hours.
You can't be
Samech on that
sheet.
No, we hold not. We hold, even though Mishnah Berurah is down, but he says the word Sarchin. And most Paiskim disagree with that psak. There's no nafkamina la'ava la'haba. Yeah.
Tomorrow we need a position or suvus, maybe it's a chayshus. There are three different kinds that
Tamar Tochim can lie. More Bamatsia. More Bamatsia. It says three things you lie. Mesakta, if you're going to Mesakta. Right. That's for Dvar Mitzvah. The Shan is for Dvar Mitzvah. It's a different thing. All right. Interesting shaila that happened in Eretz Yisrael. A Jewish Shemesh Shabbos policeman, Shemesh Torah Mitzvahs, he came and asked his shaila. He's a policeman in the Shechuna. He traveled out at night and so on. In the middle of the night, he sees a big trailer truck come to a meat store. And he sees a few Arabs that are unloading from the Shtachim, trays of meat into this kosher, so-called kosher butcher shop. And the Lord Allah imagine. And he sees also, he sees what's going on. And he sees that they're eating, waiting, helping them, schlepping the meats, the trays of meat into the back of the shop. And in the middle of the night, and I see the truck, this trailer truck is full of meat. Only some of the meat is going in there. So it must be, they have other meat in the truck. They've been going to other stores in the middle of the night and giving the trailer meat. And he knows that these Arabs are going to be making deliveries, that they bring this chaya of Neres trailers to other stores also. And they'll eat and eat. And there'll be many of them will be in the house of Chayfus. So he comes and asks the Shaila, very interesting Shaila, Shrei Shaila. What should I do? I have two choices. Should I rather be Mephasa in the store and sell the house of Chayfus? So maybe to save the Yidden today who go by shopping that store, they should not buy any of the house of Chayfus. And I'll save them from a Chiyus from Yisurim, Tinta Malev, I'll save all the people in the store. Or maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should follow up with the store, with this truck, see all the deliveries he makes to all the other stores. He's going to make deliveries tonight, today, tomorrow night, you know, signs. He knows he's going to do it to the stores. So maybe I'll follow him. And in the meantime, I'll find out all the stores that he's going, he's being in there to Trefus. And then after that, I'm going to fasten the rabbim that saved the rabbim from the Vels of Trefus. Like this, if I just go right now, right away, never fast him. So I saved the store, but you don't buy it from the other stores. But if I wait, and I wait until he goes to all the stores, might take a couple of days, whatever it is, he brings us to the back, he brings the trefus, and then I'll fast him. So at least I'll save thousands of Jews of eating without the trefus. So he asked the Shaila, what should he do? Should he wait until he catches all the Paishim, wait a couple of days, and see, go through all the places where the stores and see where his truck is delivering tray for meat? Or maybe not. Right now, I should stop him right now. So he came and asked Shai what to do. So he went to ask Yaditzak Zilberstein, and he says, I have to ask this to my Shver, to Rabbi Yashiv. So he went to Rabbi Yashiv, what should you do? Should he right away be fasting right now for this store, or wait until he goes to all the stores? And then Mephasa, at least he said the Rabbim. So Rabbi Yashiv said, you should be Medea immediately. That this store is selling the Vesa Chayfus to Menayim right away. Yidin from Yidin Devar Mesurim. And we don't make any mischa with the Torah, with Averis. You have to say, maybe it's better to wait. Maybe you catch more Yidin than Machshel, and you won't be Machshel the Rabbim. We don't make. Our job is to right away, to Mephasim right away, what's in front of our eyes. We see this store got delivery of Chayfus meat. You have to be Mecha right away. not make cheshbonos so what in the long run how much he could do for Asid. This decide that Rashi says that you shouldn't do tchayav the Torah. I personally heard this from him. I got with common things. Just say one case. I asked him the shaila and Bali Tshuva, can you have them drive on Shabbos? Can you have them drive on Shabbos? You write them for a meal, give them challenge. They see the whole family, how a Shabbos table is, and carve them. If they come maybe weeks and months and so on, they might come Shabbat to our mitzvahs. And anyway, what are they doing? They're going to the beach, they're doing other Sum anyway, driving a car, they're doing other Sum anyway. So I personally asked this to Rabbi Yashiv, maybe there's a heta of driving, of letting them drive on Shabbos. So his answer was, Asa. So I asked why. L'chayr, they're doing a various anyway. He said, Metut nish t'chayr mitatayr. Mavrish exact answer. You don't visit. I'll tell you in a second. Give me a chance. You don't schayr. Why does it mean not to schayr the Torah? You want them to drive on Shabbos to you, so make them into the Shekam Torah mitzvahs. But they've been driving to you, they've been Michal Shabbos. You're doing schayr with the Torah. You can't have no right to do such a thing. And, so, yeah.
What if they would be driving to a restaurant?
Right? Doesn't and make a difference. They're coming to you. The Chil Hashem Shabbat, they're coming to you.
So what's the
doesn't make a difference.
I'll tell you further.
I asked Rabbi Yashiv further. I can understand what you I told him. Negei Shabbos, they can understand. But Yom Tov, Chol should be okay. Why should Yom Tov be okay? Because driving a car is Havara. Havara, the Ram Sheet, there's no way on Yom Havara. We hold Jabbanon. But Havara is on Yom Tov. So, Chol, the Avi Shein Ameko. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv, maybe Shabbos I can understand Yom Tov's Chol to Torah. But on Yom Tov, the Ashita is showing the whole smuta. So look, he goes like this. Ah, he says, it's not only the driving; it's the Chil Hashem Shabbai. They're coming to the house on Shabbos in Yom Tov. You can't be mad at Chil Hashem. There's no heta. That's what he answered me. That's what he told me. So one second, let me finish. So there's a person in Kiev. The first time I'm saying this publicly, because the guy didn't listen to me, but I'll say it anyway. There's a group in the West Coast that does a lot of Kiruv. The whole life is in Kiruv. They told me they were macabre 800 people, 800 Jewish Frum families today. And the only reason they could have what they called macabre them because they invited them for a Shabbos meal, they drove on Shabbos. If not, they would never macabre 800 families. So I said, you know what? Why don't you go ask Rabbi Yashiv? He's so successful. I'll get you into Rabbi Yashiv. This is talking about, you can tell you can't even, I mean, he's not alive, but even when it's Seif Yomov, but I'm talking about this going back 15, 20 years ago, when you can get him in and get someone to Rabbi Yashiv. So I said, listen, you know, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, I'll get you into Rabbi Yashiv. He says, I don't know Yiddish. And Rabbi Yashiv, there's no English. So I said, I'll get someone to go with you. So he goes into Rabbi Yashiv, and I told him everything you want to tell him. You say 800 families, tell him everything you want. Let's see if he gets it. He says, because when I spoke to him about it, he said, Rabbi Yashiv won't understand it. If I explained it, he will understand it. So I said, I'm getting you to Rabbi Yashiv, and he'll tell everything you want. I'll get you all the time you need. My cousin is the one that let the people in. So I had a little pull over there. So he went to Rabbi Yashiv with this interpreter, and he went to Israel, he went into Rabbi Yashiv, and call right now. I don't hear from him. He doesn't call me. He's supposed to call me back with a tshuva. What he heard from me, he doesn't call me. So I waited a week or two. So I said, I'm calling him. So I said, what happened? You went to Rabbi Yashiv. Did you get into Rabbi? Of course I got into him. Knew what happened? Quite on that end. Well, Yashiv told him, it's all Asa. So I said, no, I can continue. He says, yes, I'm continuing. I said, you heard from the God of Adar. You heard from the God of Adar. He said, it's Asa. You could go against him. No, he said, listen, I have to do what I feel best. So I said, listen, that's not where Fumgi works. Yes, the Shaila, you got a Psaq, don't do it. So I don't know what he's doing now, but the Psaq was, you don't do Tzchayim et Tzayim. That's it. Okay? We'll continue next week, Mr. Shah.